What's right with the world?
Charlotte.
Yes, Simon.
What's right with the world?
What's right with the world? The world might be on the brink of finding enzymes that can break down plastic. And the enzyme was found in the mouth of waxworms.
In the mouth of waxworms?
Indeed.
What's a waxworm?
Well, it's a worm.
Is it made of wax?
They sort of... I'll get to that.
Okay.
Is that okay? In 2017, molecular biologist Federica Bertaccini stumbled upon this by accident. As an amateur beekeeper, she was busy cleaning up her hive and removing some wax worms that had crept into the hive. So these worms love the wax that is created by bees, and this is why they're called wax worms. And they are able to destroy these beehives, so it's important for beekeepers to remove them. Anyway, she put the worms in a plastic bag, and when she picked up the bag a short time later, she noticed that the worms had made small holes in the plastic. In fact, she actually witnessed that the minute a worm put its mouth against the bag, it would create a hole in it.
That's so. What are they burning the bag with their mouths? Did they melt it? What's going on there?
Well, that's the thing. The worms appear to be digesting the plastic as though it was food.
So the next thing you'll tell me is that to eradicate the vast amount of plastic, we'll just let millions of these waxworms loose into the world. It's an interesting concept, but also slightly scary.
Can you see a movie being made about this?
Yes.
No. Well, Bertaccini and her fellow researchers began collecting the liquid excreted from the worm's mouth, worm drool, if you will, and they found two critical enzymes, Ceres and Demeter, named after the Roman and Greek goddesses of agriculture. And these are able to oxidize the polyethylene in the plastic. So these enzymes essentially break down plastic upon contact.
So basically what you're saying is they found a way to replicate these enzymes in order to get rid of the plastic problem.
Well, they are working on that. If I have understood correctly, research is still in the phase of determining which worms produce the most effective spittle to kill plastic, because there are several worms that do this. But the race is on, and scientists across the globe are working on it. It does obviously not mean that we can keep on producing plastic. That has to be reduced in any case. And to that end, many countries have pledged to help reduce single plastic production and use a global plastics treaty that is expected later this year.
Right.
What a deep sigh.
Well, basically, they're looking to produce an enzyme, whereas I much favour the let loose the plastic waxworms. Plastic eating waxworms everywhere. Although, yes. Okay, well, I like this. Imagine that nature is so adaptive that these worms have actually evolved as a result of our plastic use.
I was thinking that.
Yeah,
can you imagine that these worms never existed and they some sort of, in Darwinism, evolvement came about to cope with the world's plastic overload?
Yeah, it's like a testament to the, nature always winning.
Exactly.
It will out at the end.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, that is what's right with the world. I agree. Thank you.
Good.